May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, this is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, March 25th, 2023. And today I'll be discussing my new newsletter compendium this last week on what our future will look like, not just the Aquarian age as a whole, but also the next 6 months. Now, that's more a trend analysis than a prophecy. I mean, mankind has free will, so anything is possible. Even a major flip from deep state to high state, which I'll explain is actually going on now. Well, the good news is that this is the uplifting effect of general enlightenment with a new common sense as global social conscience matures in our all-connected social network communities. And the bad news is that a high state of public enlightenment rattles the cage of deep state potentates who are ethical infants with a nefarious agenda to do not only control, but reduce world population. So you can see that the timeline for our global future is beset by an interference pattern, a chaotic mix of both devolutionary and evolutionary trends that are morphing the matrix of the mass mind from deep state dysfunction to high state function. This is the subject of many of my newsletters and Cosmic Love radio shows, and I'll go into this dynamic to the emerging golden age in the show today. But first, it's time for a cosmic weather report. Now, for those who are new to cosmic quantum field astrology, psychology, it's good to understand that the order of the universe, whereby the quantum source field around the Earth and between our ears is connected to very subtle energies of our solar system with different configurations of planets that step down the deep space energy of the 12 constellations, like transformers in the source field that triggers different individuals in different ways based on their unique astrology psychology. Now, this is the same principle of bioenergetics, and we're talking about, you know, the quantum age, where, you know, Aquarius will be referred to as the quantum age, because the understanding that it's all energy and there are quantum laws, quantum physics, quantum science, quantum reality regarding bioenergetics, you know, the energetics of the universe, of our solar system, as effect the energies of the bioenergetics between our ears, left brain, right brain dynamics, and the field, the source field, as registers in the brain, and how these same principles of bioenergetics have been understood for hundreds of years, actually, with homeopathic remedies, at least in terms of the practical applications. Now, this was has demonstrated quantum healing with subtle frequencies with homeopathic remedies, you know, like 100 years before quantum science even became a thing. And if you go back 1,000 years to ancient China, when they were having a golden age while Europe was having a dark age, common medical practice in China back then and to this day is acupuncture for redirecting energy currents in the body to optimize healing. Now, think about that. The quantum field energy meridians in the body and the quantum order of the universe has been known and taught for millennia in the East, but suppressed in the West with the takeover of natural healing by pharmacidal protocols with drugs for whatever ails you. Now, the fruit of that system of pharmacidal medicine can now be seen in vaccines that cause more harm than good, but I digress. It was the ancient Chinese who taught how the kingdom of heaven is truly within you through the cosmic gestation from the time of conception, when a single fertilized cell creates the body in the mother's womb, which is a bioenergetic cosmic womb, whereby the 12 lower vertebrae in the mother's back steps down the the deep space energies of the 12 constellations into the cosmic womb, where body cells rapidly replicate with creative tension, setting the matrix of quantum astrology and psychology that is activated with the first fire breath at birth. Now, this again was taught, you know, the order of the universe bioenergetically by the ancient Chinese thousands of years ago. They understood this. How they understood that without our, so to speak, quantum science, maybe they had quantum intuition. But, you know, like medical intuitives do today. But anyway, as far as global astrology psychology goes, right now, as I speak, the sun is now in the cardinal fire sign Aries, and the moon is moving into air sign of Gemini in just a few hours. Now, air feeds the fire, so be prepared for highly volatile combustion, personally, if not geopolitically, over the next 2 days. Also, we right now have the moon trine Pluto, which just went into Aquarius after 15 years in Capricorn. Major energy shift. The moon is also square Saturn, which recently went into Pisces. Again, a major energy shift. And that Saturn is trine to Mars, which just left Gemini for the sign of Cancer. So that's four major sign changes for Pluto, Saturn, Mars, and the moon. And if you haven't noticed yet, that's a huge shift of energy into water signs and air signs. So if you're feeling unusually emotional or lightheaded with a dizzying rate of dramatic change in the world, this might explain it, or at least part of it. You know, the quantum part. Anyway, so much for the cosmic far side. That will be considered common sense in the quantum age. As it is right now, common sense is uncommon, and the most powerful special interests have a vested interest in keeping it that way. So welcome to Aquarian Future Modeling, which is the subject of the show today. And this was published about a week ago. Again, this is part of the 2023 Mainstream Awakening series. I'm doing the show live, footnotes with the links to the narrative, to the newsletter that was published here this last week. We'll be in the footnotes, but for right now, for those who can, if you're interested and are able to, you can pull up 2023 Mainstream Awakening series. You can just Google that, and it'll come right up at the top. Or you can go to heartcom.org, the HeartCom Network, and pull that up in the archives. It's the last newsletter that was just published called Future Modeling in the Aquarian Age. So I begin with kind of a cryptic introduction. Conceive it, believe it, achieve it, with it being IT Intertech. We understand IT as technology, you know, IT, the internet technology, but the Intertech, the concept of Intertech, you know, as we move from cyberspace to inner space, you know, the quantum age, again, this is kind of cryptic, but I've hyperlinked the concept of Intertech. And you can go to basically the link which gets into the language of consciousness and the processes of consciousness for involving and evolving your consciousness. And this being the inner technology for conscious evolution, revolution, revelations, you might say. This is the age of revelations. Conscious evolution, conscious revolution. 90% of the word revolution is evolution. And revelations, which is, you know, as in, you know, aha, you know, as in eureka, you know, you know, the discovery of the major big picture behind the scenes, cause behind the cause, you might say, you know, which in the sense of the physical reality, so much of what we're seeing behind the scenes is the metaphysical reality, the energetic reality behind the physical reality. And I put this under the cryptic understanding of IT, inner tech. So I begin this newsletter compendium, which I'm going to be going through for those who want to follow along, or for those who are just listening, I'll try to visually impart so you can use your imagination of what I'm talking about. Try to convey some of the cryptic, excuse me, geometric thought forms that reference what I'm referring to as far as inner technology. And I begin with the spherical thought form. There's a graphic that is a graphic that's referencing with a sphere the age of Aquarius, and all the attributes of the age of Aquarius are kind of, well, a lot of the attributes, you know, but Aquarius is known for, are words that are kind of coded into making this sphere, are coded into the age of Aquarius understanding with words like science, innovation, altruism, freedom, community, self-expression, medical advancements, collective individuality, social conscience, stability with wisdom, and humanitarian, egalitarian, evolutionary concepts of liberation, inspiration, again, technology and communication values for culturing community, you know, we versus me. All these keynote concepts are referenced in this circle of wholeness that represents the age of Aquarius. So this is the spiritual, the spherical consciousness of, by, and for the new us as united sovereigns of Earth, and the Aquarian quantum shift. Spherical consciousness. Again, the law of the one, what goes around comes around, what you think about, you bring about. So the interest here is to basically give an orientation at the very beginning of this compendium on future modeling for the Aquarian age, you know, what it will look like, not just again, the age as a whole, but I'm going to be going into the next 6 months and portents for the next 6 months that I've been getting from a lot of different sources. And there's like a repeating pattern, common pattern, common sense of what's coming down, folks, what we can look forward to with preparedness, maybe a little apprehension, a little concern, a little prayerful affirmation, confirmation, determination, and integration of inner technology, inner tech, you know, again, first principles of universal cosmic law for global harmonization, again, integration with first principles of conscious evolution or revolution and revelations. If I'm talking in cryptic circles, I'm doing that on purpose. Some people know what I'm talking about from having followed my newsletters and my radio show for years, where I go into different attributes of the trending of the towards the Aquarian age and the attributes of the Aquarian model. So some of the attributes I'm referring to, and I reference these right at the beginning of this compendium, this newsletter, well-rounded attributes of the Aquarian model, not just the one that I mentioned, but there's always also the what I call the TLC attributes of the Aquarian age of light and love, general enlightenment and love as far as cosmic law language, universal law language regarding TLC in terms of telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce, and global telecom, all of those being hyperlinked to websites that go into these, you might say, five dimensions of the Aquarian model, of what the Aquarian age will look like in terms of a higher understanding of integrated love, cosmic love. And again, love being codes, again, I'm referring to being cryptic with this love model itself, which is the law of the one, the circle, the law of the two and one, the cross, the L, linear consciousness, left brain, linear, logical letter of the law, which is the like the two in one, whereas the O, L-O, O is the right brain spherical spirit of the law. The V is the integration of the L and the O, which is the a synergy of like thesis, antithesis, synthesis. And the E is that square with the cross through it and the circle in the middle representing the capstone, the integration of the four sides of the pyramid of self and civilization, also known as the most powerful thought form in the universe and key to the ascension of the planet. Some people, again, listening, know exactly what I'm referring to. I'm being cryptic because other people, they're just seeing this love model with circle, triangle, square, geometrically ordered divinity, sacred geometry being referenced, and it's all new to them, and so I'm trying to step it down while I'm stepping it up for others. So some will get it at different levels. I'm being cryptic so that you that it's like a Rorschach. You can project into the meaning, you know, at the level that you're at to get something out of it. What I'm referring to in general, as far as this evolutionary trending or in a trend fit of that fits the Aquarian Age model of what the Aquarian Age will look like. I referenced a lot of this in a previous newsletter called Inaugurating the Aquarian Quantum Age. And again, I've hyperlinked that in the in this article. Those who are listening, of course, to the podcast can always, in the future, can always pause the podcast and pull up this narrative, this article, Inaugurating the Aquarian Quantum Age, and click on it and go right to it. And you can review that if you want to first. If you those who, again, have been following these newsletters and the last show when I went into Inaugurating the Aquarian Quantum Age, you'll have a grasp of it already. But in general, there's a dynamic going on here whereby the light of Aquarius is surging, especially since the sun went into Aries and the moon went through Aries, and the dark side is purging. I mean, light brings up all unlike itself for transformation, transmutation, and general enlightenment, you know. So there's this dynamic of light and dark. It's like pattern recognition, you know, like in photography. You know, get the picture. You know, it's the good black and white picture. You have good sharp details in the shadow areas and the good details in the highlights. And you've got, you know, a grayscale where you've got, a good photograph image. And whereas you get into high contrast photographs, and it's like black blacks and white whites and nothing in between. And this is kind of what's going on right now with the collective consciousness of humanity. There's a lot of light coming in, light being networked. So there's a new social conscience emerging in social networks worldwide with people waking up, wising up, rising up. And this light brings up all that's less than Aquarian light and love for transmutation, transformation. So this is why fear porn is so pervasive in the mainstream media. I mean, there's a method to the madness of what's going on. And I've talked about it again in former shows, radio shows, former newsletters. Some listening to this are well aware of what I'm talking about, that there's a lot of fear porn. And of course, this fear porn is pervasive with an agenda to basically for people to suspend their thinking processes, their analytical objective of thinking. And if they go into fear, they lose that incisive discernment and they can be easier controlled. And this is why love affirmation is essential. An affirmation of love in terms of a higher understanding of universal cosmic natural law, the law of the angles, geometrically ordered divinity, framing the language of the angels, angles, angels, love, God, geometrically ordered divinity. Again, those who have listened to the show previously and in the newsletter, you know what I'm referring to when I say that this love affirmation is essential to be centered and connected, because fearless faith, you know, and the power of love is what naturally neutralizes faithless fear. You know, you might say the inordinate love of power rather than the power of love. So this is the dynamic of light and dark. As the Aquarian Age surges, the dark side purges. So this is all prelude. What I'm leading up to is that we've arrived at a global phase of scare events, because the dark side desperados of the deep state corporatocracy are going down, and they're projecting their own terror of accountability for crimes against humanity. So keep your head, fearless faith, while others are losing theirs. See the good, Aquarian models for global evolution, revolution, revelations. To make it so. Make it so, Scotty. Give her full power. So this is the prelude to this piece that was published March 18, 2023, HeartCom Network. Those who are, again, follow my newsletter are well aware that I will publish an article like this, and then I will get feedback from readers who will send me articles, videos, cartoons, you know, infographics. That I will then daily work on that, and it's just about every day since the 18th. You know, we're talking about 5 days ago. I've been going in and editing and editing, and sometimes I get people say that your syntax or spelling or whatever is off, and I will correct. These are like, I look at people that are on my list, who, and there's, again, several thousand people, about 5,000 people getting this newsletter, and usually about 1,000 people each time from my data analytics are reading this newsletter. And I get, they're like my mastermind alliance. You know, I'll send stuff out. They know the routine. You know, I'll publish, and then I'll get feedback, and then I'll adjudicate the copy and the content so that it's upgraded. And I'll do that daily, you know, and I've done that every day this last week, adding to this piece. And right at the beginning of the piece, I always do this. I'll say, in this case, I say, skip to the bottom for an inspirational message from Lord Lanto, Wisdom Frequency. Now, those who are familiar with the Ascended Masters who are stepping through the veil to lay the foundation for the Aquarian Age are aware that I will quite often include videos from dictated through David Christopher Lewis from the Heart Center. I haven't found a better source for progressive revelation that's coming from Ascended Master Realms than this source. So just like I include videos and articles, you know, that I curate each week, actually every day, this is what I do. I look at alternative news that you'll never see in lamestream media, that I've come to from sources that I've come to trust over the last 15 years, that are, they're highly credible. And I'll get a repeating pattern or a common pattern of information, you know, articles, videos from different sources. And when I, this, of course, when I see this, then I realize that there's a buzz on in the collective consciousness as far as the alternative universe that is into truth telling in spite of the cover ups and the disinformation and the blacklisting and the deplatforming and all the stuff that's going on. By the deep state to keep people from waking up, wising up, and rising up. So that's my job. You know, that's what I do. And I'll a lot of people really don't want to go into the heavy, deep stuff. And so a lot of people on my list who have been into spiritual, evolutionary, new age concepts, principles of, you know, personal growth and development, the Ascended Masters, and what they have to say. I've been doing this for years, just to where I know there's a lot of people on my list. That's all they're interested in. They're not, I mean, some people, they just look at the cartoons. Some people look, you know, the infographics. No, they don't. That's all they have time for or all they're interested in. Other people, as I say at the top, skip to the bottom for this inspirational message. That's all they're interested in, is an inspirational message. And sometimes it's from the Ascended Masters. Sometimes it's a video from other sources. But at any regard, I begin with that because instead of saying take it from the top and give that at the top, I'll just say, well, if you're interested, skip to the bottom and check it out. In the meantime, what I'm saying is keep your head. Beware of lamestream media diversionary tactics as the mass hypnosis psychosis formation is exposed and loses its grip in their attempt to subvert the Great Awakening and the inauguration of Aquarius. So I'm talking about general enlightenment principles, processes, articles, videos, you know, that is defining what the Aquarian Age will look like, again, in the long term and the short term. And that's pretty much what I try to do in every one of these newsletters. So in this one, I'm beginning with an infographic that's got four images from 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023. And each one of those images has a man with spiral circles in his eyes, like he's being hypnotized. And there's a hand dangling in the first one. There's a hand dangling, this is for 2020, dangling a spiked protein in front of his hypnotic looking eyes with the spirals in the eyeballs. Well, 2021, it's the same guy, same hand, with spirals in his eyeballs, but there's what's dangling from the hand over his eyes is the vaccine. 2021, you might say, was the year of the vaccine, and everyone got into you know, the mass hypnosis regarding vaccines. Well, 2022, same guy with the spirals in the eyeballs being hypnotized, and there's a hand dangling a flag in front of those eyes, and that flag's the Ukrainian flag, you know, the blue and the yellow. And 2023, same guy in the same hand, spiral eyeballs, and what's dangling from that hand and dangling back and forth like a hypnotic, you know, clock over the eyeballs is a UFO on a string. You know, that was the year of the UFO. More on this UFO thing later. You know, this is an issue. So the point being is that there was a lot of fear porn over the last 4 years. Fear porn is rampant in our culture. I mean, the dark side, deep state, feeds public anxiety about COVID, vaccines, Ukraine, World War III, food scarcity, UFOs, etc., which makes people clamor for government salvation. I mean, people will accept just about anything if they're afraid. So this is the MO, the method of operation of the deep state. And you know, they basically, you know, it's like to suspend our critical thinking. They keep us in fear. What's the opposite of that? Fearless faith. You know, basically, more light and love, more Aquarian light and love, easier and faster. But the whole agenda of the deep side, the dark side, deep state, is to keep people in fear, to keep them from going into faith. Excuse me, it's a control mechanism. So the latest fear porn we're seeing right now is bank collapse. Have you noticed that? So economic reset has been the covert agenda all along, but reset to what? I mean, centralized bank digital currency, CBDCs, or a decentralized quantum financial system. I mean, we're hearing a lot about central bank digital currencies. They're moving ahead with it, folks. You know, we very rarely hear about the quantum financial system, the solution that's ostensibly coming on behind the scenes and getting ready for emergence. I mean, it's like we often hear about full spectrum autism, but rarely do you hear about full spectrum enlightenment. I mean, as in never, you know, when were psychologists going to talk about that? I mean, if people were into full spectrum enlightenment, they wouldn't succumb to the labels of autism or bipolar or all the other diseases that psychologists put on people when they succumb to the fear porn and they have symptoms of anxiety. They give a name on it so they can prescribe a drug. But you never hear about full spectrum enlightenment, you know, basically transcending the lockstep linear letter of the law that, you know, tends to compartmentalize this wholeness into some disease that they can, label and prescribe some drug for, because big pharma is pretty much, you know, running the show as far as the medical industrial complex. Anyway, getting off the subject, corporate media has been bought off. What can I say? And he who pays the piper calls the tune of cognitive dissonance and divisive disease, which depresses the immune system and dims the spirit of general enlightenment. So again, the deep state's greatest fear is a high state of mass awakening that inspires fearless faith in the Aquarian quantum age. Aquarian quantum age is a whole website on all the different dimensions of the Aquarian quantum age that is hyperlinked. You can go to that Aquarian quantum age vision of virtue and valor and for the victory over paradigm paralysis and the victim dictum that is incessantly programmed with fear porn and lamestream media. But this too shall pass. I mean, there's no stopping the momentum of the global computer internet revolution towards an instant everywhere and interactive global village for the family of mankind. That's the dynamic that we're moving to. I mean, the United Sovereigns of Earth are destined to be the new U.S. sooner or later. And in the meantime, it's good to keep the faith and see the good to make it so, a future we can all look forward to. Now, here's a quote from that Lord Lonto video I referenced that's at the bottom of this newsletter. And this quote is, "The golden crystal age of Aquarius will be a drama-filled time, but the drama will be one in which human karma is dissolved and the divine design emerges." Excuse me. I'm overheating here. I'm going to take a drink. Okay. Overheating, hot to trot. The cosmic Aquarian fire, cosmic fire, the sun and... with the sun in cardinal fire Aries and the moon going through Aries, now in Taurus, moving into Gemini. We're talking about a lot of fire, you know, with this, especially with the sun in Aries right now, which is a cardinal fire sign. So, a compelling vision of the future. For those who are not futurists, they're sometimes best motivated by a stark awareness of what it is not. In other words, a lot of people can't see the future, but they can see what they don't want it to be. They don't want it to be tyranny on fear porn steroids, also known as crisis capitalism. Crisis capitalism, creating and managing crisis to consolidate emergency powers for population control, We've seen it with the mandatory vaccines, with the food crisis, with the currency wars, with attack by drones and robots gone rogue, by the 5G wired, the whole low orbit military satellites gone haywire, climate catastrophe, digital currency hacked, banks going bankrupt, all these crises. We're talking about polycrisis. This is polycrisis is something that Klaus Schwab has been of the World Economic Forum has been writing about for years. And he's saying that there's a coming series of attacks in many areas against the U.S. With cyber attacks, climate crisis, pandemics, war, economic collapse, food scarcity, etc., all at the same time. These multi-casualty events on many fronts have no organized resistance to protect the public or even investigate any of these deep state offenses that are bringing down the U.S. for total control by way of CBDCs or otherwise. I mean, there's an agenda. There's a method to the madness referred to as crisis capitalism or polycrisis, as referred to by Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum. And they had their meeting here a few months ago, and I think it was Davos. And Klaus Schwab came out with his whole issue of polycrisis. And since then, we have been seeing it stepped up, because these guys, again, they create and manage crisis to consolidate emergency powers for population control. So there's an article by Chris Hedges called To the Lords, and he goes into how the corrupt elite traumatize and monetize endless war, disease, and hell on earth. So the first video I provide in this compendium newsletter is a really well-done video by a lady called, she goes by Really Graceful. She has a very harmonious, graceful voice. And this one's video is called What the Media Won't Tell You About the Silicon Valley Bank Collapse. You know, bank collapse is the big buzz these days. You know, it's like the, the end of the world through the end of the economy. It's deep-rooted fear, and they're orchestrating this on purpose, folks. This goes into how they're doing it, again, what the media won't tell you on this Silicon Valley Bank. I mean, she says that there's this really graceful, this lady says there's a lot of confusion around the situation, so I'm going to explain the SBV collapse, how it happened, pointing to some similar events that occurred in the past and discussing what it means for the future of transformation in the financial system of the U.S. and the world. This is followed by an article that compares the current banking turmoil to the panic of 1907, again, highlighting how markets are bottoming out. This article is from March 16th, is by a hedge fund manager renowned for predicting financial crisis in 2008, and has drawn parallels between the current banking turmoil and the panic of 1907 that led to creation of the privately owned Federal Reserve Bank, which is not federal and has no reserves. So the question is, will the panic now lead to CBDCs by way of this false flag Fed? This article is followed by one by James Corbett, Open Source Intelligence, with an incisive update on the SVB collapse. Now, the Silicon Valley Bank collapse, he goes into the crypto contagion as banks get the runs. James is brilliant in his explanation, where he says that prepare for governments to push CBDCs in wake of the Silicon Valley Bank collapse, which is what they've been doing. James also explains the intrigue with the bailouts and the bail-ins in his flashback from a few years ago, and I provide a link on that because this is a thing he's been warning us about for years, and you can get the backstory on this with his flashback. So all this banking stuff is confusing to a lot of people. And with foot and mouth, you might say, I say this video should clear it up. And it's actually a humorous, it's a satire called Banking Collapse Explained for Dummies by Awaken with JP. Now, those who follow JP, Awaken with JP, it's great satire. It's phenomenal satire. Some people, that's about all they do when they come to my newsletter. They look to see if there's any videos by Awaken with JP because they want to have a good laugh. At the same time, they want to get some insight into what's going on. And this is a good one, Banking Collapse Explained for Dummies. So this is followed by an article from the Daily Mail out of the UK. It says, revealed the woke Silicon Valley Bank donated over $73 million to Black Lives Matter and related social justice groups before it collapsed. And this other failed signature bank gave $850,000 to Black Lives Matter. Think about that. Anyway, so there's a cartoon, Bank of Woke Go Broke, and a little cartoon. You have a little laugh about that. A lot of people ticked off about, you know, these banks collapsing for funding with depositors' money, funding these social justice groups. There's an article, I mean, a video then that follows by Tucker Carlson on the SVB collapse. Some people really like Tucker Carlson. Most of the lefties that hate him have left the list, list, and left listening to the show a long time ago because they don't want to have anything to do with Fox News and Tucker Carlson. Tell you the truth, a lot of Fox News is just garbage, and I think they hang out, Tucker Carlson is a limited hangout, so they can show that they represent both sides, left and right, you know, something for everyone. But in any regard, this video by Tucker Carlson, he gives a bold rendition of the corruption that begins with a brief meditation, a little blank space at the beginning of this video, like a little meditation, so you can get centered before he really nails it. And if you like Tucker Carlson, you may love this following video by Natasha Owens. It's an official music video called Trump Won. And some people really like that. Some people will really hate it. It all depends if they're left-leaning or right-leaning. So this is by an award-winning Christian music artist, Natasha Owens. And it goes into basically a theme that she repeats over and over. Natasha Owens has performed with superstars from Michael W. Smith to Toby Keith. Her new album is called American Patriot, and her first single is Stand for Life. There's a video link on that. Now, that again is like inspiration for some people, but to me, real inspiration comes down to real solutions. In the following video, again, by James Corbett, CorbettReport.com, it's from his Solutions Watch, and it's on decentralized communications. And again, folks, this is the big shift in Aquarius from centralized to decentralized communications, community. Again, this whole unity and diversity, social, politically, and economically, we're moving in this direction. Now, there's a technology that's moving us in that direction that is explained in this video. It's a very good introduction to some new technological developments for creating real community with decentralized communications on the internet. So as the internet clampdown begins, people are finally beginning to wake up to the need to find alternative communication platforms. But if the masses are just herded from one centralized platform to another, has anything really changed at all? And I, in response to that, and this is basically a quizzing by James Corbett, but I say in response to that, yes, there's a decentralized global telecom is an interactive, open-source sovereignty solution that's gaining traction. And to understand that, you can see developments with the Heartware project, which is linked, and you can go there for some background, that understanding of real solutions with creating, building real community with decentralized communications. Not virtual community, not pseudo-community, but real community. So there are solutions that are matriculating the matrix. They're emerging as the blueprint for a golden age. And been talking, writing about them for years. Some of them are gaining traction, some of them more than others. This is followed by an article from vaccineimpact.com on COVID-19 drug remdesivir, estimated to have killed 100,000 Americans. Now, this guy, John Bodoin, is calling for a criminal investigation into remdesivir, which is one of the Fauci protocols, NIH protocols for treating COVID, citing data that it may have killed 100,000 people in America, despite research showing that remdesivir is ineffective against COVID-19 and can cause high rates of organ failure. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration authorized the experimental antiviral drug for use against COVID-19. It's still being used today under emergency powers that suspends accountability for any harm. If you can believe that, the FDA government signed off on any accountability for Big Pharma under this emergency authorization use. The FDA also continues, this is another article, FDA continues infanticide by vaccine program, giving emergency use authorization for the fourth COVID vaccine for babies and toddlers under age 5. Note, and I have a little note here, there is no emergency, just fear disease, fear porn, you know, creating an emergency through inordinate fear. It's not ordained. There is no ordained emergency. There's no ordained reason to fear. This is inordinate fear. This is fear porn that's creating, that keeps being ramped up, and they go from one crisis to another just to keep the public in fear. Now, in regard to this, there's a following article from InfoWars on Holocaust and concentration camp survivor demands new Nuremberg trials for all COVID conspirators. So this article goes on to explain that the modern global elite are the new Nazis. And Owen Schroyer was joined by Holocaust survivor Vera Sharav, who detailed the disturbing similarities between Nazi Germany and the globalist regime that orchestrated the COVID scamdemic, you know, the pharmacide, for obscene profits, pushing drugs to treat symptoms caused by vaccines, that these symptoms are listed as side effects, including death, in fact sheets for doctors that come with the vaccines. In other words, doctors get the vaccines, and there's a fact sheet that comes with them that lists all these side effects that come with the vaccines, obviously them not being safe, while the doctors are saying that they're safe, but they're not safe. And then they end up, all these side effects, they don't say that they're from the vaccine, but they treat them with drugs. So like, they made billions, the big pharma companies have made billions on the vaccines, and they're making dozens of billions or hundreds of billions on the treatment of the side effects from the vaccines. Again, this is hard to stomach for a lot of people, even listening to the show today. So I threw in here a quote, an infographic by Mark Twain, who said, "The truth has no defense against a fool determined to believe a lie. And a big lie is so big and so bold and so often told in lamestream media that people believe it." So there's a lot of dark side, deep stuff going on behind the scenes, folks. So I give an article for some people that really want to do a deep dive into the dark, dystopian, spiritual warfare behind the scenes of Reset, with this article called Genesis of the Current Global Crisis. This is by Robert Zephyr. And his video, it's a video, and it sheds some brilliant light on the dark history of religious BS belief system that has sabotaged global enlightenment. This is eye-opening historical info. Information that explains today's current events. Zephyr claims to be Jewish, which makes his insider perspective more thought-provoking. You know, food for thought for those who are thoughtful. So this goes on to provide some insight in what's going on with the evil in the world and the genesis of that, where it came from. And this is followed by an article, a video by Brother Nathaniel on the Jews behind the SVB's collapse, Silicon Valley Bank. And this is from Real Jew News, just obviously an Orthodox Christian giving this perspective. An interesting perspective that kind of follows up on what the Zephyr was claiming regarding the story behind the scenes. Now, this is followed by an article that the Israeli firms transferred $1 billion out of SVB, Silicon Valley Bank, to Israel right before the seizure by feds. So it was an inside job, folks. Israeli firms managed to transfer $1 billion out of Silicon Valley Bank to accounts in Israel just before the bank was seized by the feds, the Times of Israel reports. So I go on to provide a little provocative, you know, question here. Is political Zionism a driving force in this crisis? And again, there's a link on political Zionism and a whole website on political Zionism. So if you don't know what that is, there's again a video, a great video by Really Graceful, the one that the first video in this compendium, the newsletter. So there's some interesting stuff going on there. Now, from here, I go into some other dimensions of what's going on behind the scenes. With a shift from an economics of scarcity to an economics of abundance, and what's going on with the World Economic Forum, and what's going on with several different issues that are really timely right now, for understanding of the modeling of our Aquarian destiny, quantum Aquarian destiny, and the culturing and the building of real community, you know, unity and diversity, as a primary Aquarian attribute, what that looks like, how that works, and what's going on with the BRICS nations of the world who are crashing the U.S. dollar with their gold standard, with gold and commodities, beyond the influence of U.S. and European banksters of the Rockefeller, Rothschild, and J.P. Morgan variety, all being founder owners of the Federal Reserve. So there's a cartoon by Ben Garrison, one of my favorite cartoonists, that shows a brick flying into the U.S. dollar and crashing it. And the brick, BRICS, is printed on the brick, which is the BRICS nations. In other words, what's going on with most of the nations of the world organizing with a new gold standard, commodity standard, and a little backstory on that, background on that, and what's behind, a lot of the craziness that we're seeing that's going on in the world today. So this is some good insight. And there's with a quote by Dr. Martin Luther King saying that the greatest purveyor of violence in the world today is my own government. And he gets into the U.S. empire. I mean, I follow up that graphic of Dr. Martin Luther King by, you know, going into this situation in the world today with the global empire, from the global vaccine pharmacide to the Nord Stream pipeline sabotage, which is like the 1-2 punch in the face of global netizens. So now a lot of global netizens are pissed off. There's the international rules of order. They're losing trust. And with the bank collapse card, you know, they want to bring it down so they can force through a new decentralized digital currency model, or a centralized digital currency model. The alternative of that, of course, is a decentralized model, which I go into, and what a flip to this new model, what that will look like as far as frequent love in process, an acronym for FLIP. And again, what the big shift that we're looking at, there's a quote by R. Buckminster Fuller where he says, whether or not it is to be utopia or oblivion will be a touch and go relay race right up to the final moment. Humanity is in final exam as to whether or not it qualifies for continuance in universe. I studied with Buckminster Fuller. I lectured at his World Game Studies workshop in 1974. He was very prescient, very future-oriented, very positive in how we have the resources, the technology, the ability to create utopia, heaven on earth. So we the people, you know, the vision of the Earth, there's like the Earth flag, the Earth vision, whereby, you know, we pledge allegiance to the Earth and to all beings who inhabit it and to the planet for which it stands. One world under love, indivisible, with peace and liberty for all. So we the people in our global village of instant everywhere and interactive connection with divine direction is now the family of mankind, united sovereigns of Earth, with frequent love in principle. So I want to thank everyone for listening. I'm grateful for this opportunity to give this narrative for those who are interested to have a little insight and outlook for understanding the overview. Hopefully you've heard something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating through the 2020s. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, and be the change you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.